שלום וברוכים הבאים. Hello and welcome to www.learnhebrewpod.com. Welcome to lesson 1 of the first conversational Hebrew course by podcasts. My name is Jonathan. I will be your host for this program. For the last 3 years, I have been teaching Hebrew in New York and New Jersey, and I am excited to share my knowledge and technique with you on this podcast program. Let us start our first lesson. I would like to introduce you to two of my friends and colleagues, or better still, let them introduce themselves to each other and by that to you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Ma shmech?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Eran.
Lehitraot Eran. Yom nifla.
Toda. Lehitraot Liat. Yom nifla.
We just heard our first Hebrew podcast conversation. Let us listen to it once more while I'll be translating it into English.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello.
Ma shmech?
What is your name?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Liat. What is your name?
Eran.
Eran.
Lehitraot Eran. Yom nifla.
See you, Eran. Have a wonderful day.
Toda. Lehitraot Liat. Yom nifla.
Thanks. See you, Liat. Have a wonderful day. Let's repeat the dialogue once more, but at a slower pace.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello.
Ma shmech?
What is your name?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Liat. What is your name?
Eran.
Eran.
Lehitraot Eran. Yom nifla.
See you, Eran. Have a wonderful day.
Toda. Lehitraot Liat. Yom nifla.
Thanks. See you, Liat. Have a wonderful day. So I believe that even before I translated the sentences into English, we all understood that they were introducing themselves to each other. So, hi Liat and hi Eran.
Hi Jonathan.
Now, let's listen just to the vocabulary of the conversation. Liat will read the new words and Eran will translate them into English.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hello.
Ma. Ma.
What is?
Shmech. Shmech.
Your name.
Shimcha. Shimcha.
Your name.
Toda. Toda.
Thanks.
Lehitraot. Lehitraot.
See you.
Yom. Yom.
A day.
Nifla. Nifla.
Wonderful.
Using the vocabulary you just provided us with, we will soon be translating all of the dialogue again into English. Through the process of translation, you will notice that sometimes we will translate the sentences literally, in word-for-word translation. But using just this method of a literal translation might result in a loss of the sentence meaning. In these cases, we will also translate the whole phrase or the expression that has a specific meaning in Hebrew to its parallel expression or phrase in English. We will soon hear two examples for this type of translation. The first is on the current podcast and the second on podcast number 1B, which is also available to you free of charge. Let us once again listen to the translation of the individual words and then translate the sentences themselves.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hello.
Ma. Ma.
What is?
שמך. שמך.
Your name when addressing a female.
שמך. שמך.
Your name when addressing a male.
תודה. תודה.
Thanks.
להתראות. להתראות.
See you.
יום. יום.
A day.
נפלא. נפלא.
Wonderful.
When Aran met Liat, the first thing he said was Shalom. In Hebrew, this word has three meanings. Shalom is peace, as in the sentence Israel has a peace treaty with Egypt. The second meaning is simply hello. And finally, we can also use shalom as goodbye.
And I reply to Aran's greeting by saying the same, shalom.
I then asked her, Ma shmech? Ma meaning what is, and shmech, your name. What is your name?
And I, of course, replied by saying my name, Liat, and asked him, Ma shimcha? Ma meaning what is, and shimcha, your name. What is your name?
Now, Liat, Eran just asked you, Ma shmech, which is, what is your name? But you replied, Ma shimcha? Eran said, Shmech, and you are saying Shimcha. It sounds quite similar, but with a different vowel at the end.
Yes, Jonathan, because when I'm asking a male his name, I will say Ma Shimcha. But if I'm addressing a female, I would say Ma Shmech. The different ending signifies if I'm speaking to a male or a female. Shimcha. Shimcha means your name when addressing a male. Shmech, shmech is your name when addressing a female.
So with this example, we notice a difference between English and Hebrew when addressing people. In Hebrew, we use different words when addressing a male or a female. As we know, in English, it remains the same. When asking Aran for his name, we will say Ma shimcha. Ma shimcha. When asking Liat for her name, we will say Ma shmech? Ma shmech? We will be addressing this issue more thoroughly on podcast number 2B, which you can find and download on our website www.learnhebrewpod.com. But for now, let us return to our conversation.
So, after Eran has told me his name, I said Lehitraot Eran. יום נפלא. להתראות. להתראות. See you. יום נפלא. יום נפלא. Have a wonderful day. להתראות, ערן. יום נפלא. See you, ערן. Have a wonderful day.
Here we have the first example of an expression that when translated word for word might be a bit confusing. When I am saying Yom Nifla, I'm literally saying a wonderful day. But because in Hebrew I don't always have to use the word have, Yom Nifla, which is a wonderful day, is actually translated as have a wonderful day. Now, Eran, you replied with the same sentence but added another word at the beginning.
I was also saying Toda. Toda is thanks. Toda. Lehitraot. Yom nifla. Toda. Lehitraot. Yom nifla. Thanks. See you. Have a wonderful day.
And now, let's repeat all of the new words we've been just studying.
Sha-lom. Shalom.
Hello.
Ma. Ma.
What is?
Shmech. Shmech.
Your name when addressing a female.
Shimcha. Shimcha.
Your name when addressing a male.
Toda. Toda.
Thanks.
Lehitraot. ראות. להתראות.
See you.
יום. יום.
A day.
נפלא. נפלא.
Wonderful.
Let's do the same, but with the whole sentence.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello.
Ma shmech?
What is your name?
Liat. Ma shimcha?
Liat. What is your name?
Eran.
Eran.
Lehitraot, Eran. Yom nifla.
See you, Eran. Have a wonderful day.
Toda. Lehitraot, Liat. Yom nifla.
Thanks. See you, Liat. Have a wonderful day. The last exercise of this podcast is for you to actually speak in Hebrew. Eran and Liat will read the dialogue once more, giving you enough time to repeat each sentence.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Ma shmech? Ma shmech?
Li at. Ma shimcha? Li at. Ma shimcha?
Eran. Eran.
להתראות, ערן. יום נפלא. להתראות, ערן. יום נפלא.
תודה. להתראות. ליאת. יום נפלא. תודה. להתראות, ליאת. יום נפלא.
תודה, ערן, and תודה, ליאת. Let us learn one more word before we finish up. In Hebrew, ve stands for the word and. Now let us say an entire sentence. Toda, Eran, ve, toda, liat. Thanks, Eran, and thanks, liat. Ve, don't forget to check lesson number 1b for some more advanced features to be used when meeting someone. Toda for being with us. Lehitraot.
Lehitraot. Lehitraot.